7:23. Wake up Kenosha Monday morning. Final day of November. But before we get out of November, we gotta, you know, hash out some opinions. There's a lot of them. Radio, TV, social media, of course. But Monday morning, we have time for just one man's opinion. That man joins us now. Steve Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How are you this brisk Monday morning?
We're very brisk ourselves. Thank you for asking, Steve. Steve, very I hope brisk. You had a terrific Thanksgiving. First thing I thought of this morning was your wife's pecan pie, and I hope that went well for you.
Oh, my wife and I made pecan pie together on Thanksgiving morning. It was fabulous. The turkey, of course, we hit a home run with the turkey because we stuff it with apples and oranges, keep it moist. It was a fabulous day. It's just the kids came over. Kind of a light crowd, but, you know, we stayed healthy and social distanced. And so it was a wonderful day. I hope you guys had a good time, too.
We did, very much so. And who knows, one day when the pandemic has passed us, Steve, your legendary 23-24 table events will resume. Who knows? It could happen.
You never know. You never know. Stranger things have happened.
But before we get any further, I need
to make the attorneys happy. One man's opinion is just that one man's opinion, doesn't necessarily reflect the advertiser's management or on-air personalities of WLIP. It just means that after serving 22 years on the city council representing the same neighborhood I was born and raised in and still choose to live in, I have a right to complain, grumble, and offer my opinion. And I do that every Monday morning with Bill and Pete on 1050 WLIP. After all, it's just one man's opinion.
Now, Steve, I'm sure it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns for you over the weekend because you always bring a beef to the table Monday morning. I did want to mention, too, before I forget, the second edition of Casey's Corner is coming up this Saturday. I'm very excited about that as well.
This Saturday at 10 o'clock, live from WLIP Studios. It'll be Donut Dave and myself and Pete. And I still have to learn how to pronounce his last name.
Isn't it Protein Bar Dave now these days, though?
Protein Bar Dave, that's correct. He doesn't bring donuts anymore because of our weight loss. But we'll see. Maybe I'll surprise you with a Cyclops on Saturday. So
I'll be ready.
But anyways,
for that.
Yep. Our second edition, it should be fun. Should be fun from 10 to 11. Tune in, 1050 WLIP. Hey, you know what? The mayor just announced these huge plans for the Uptown neighborhood.
Yes.
Retail, four-story apartment building, loft apartments, retail on the first floor. Infrastructure improvements, blah, 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 blah. I got to tell you, I'm glad to see that something's happening in the Uptown, but don't you think this is just a little bit quick? I mean, the riots and the fires took place barely 90 days ago, and already we have a master plan that's going to completely revamp the Uptown. To a degree, I think this is a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, the problems in the Uptown are a hell of a lot bigger than just putting up a new building with loft apartments and retail on the first floor. I mean, you've got homeless people living in the streets of the Uptown, for heaven's sakes. You've got drug dealing still going on. You've got lousy housing stock. You've got lack of retail even before the fires took place. I'm not sure what kind of retail establishments they think are going to be able to go on the first floor of these brand-new loft apartments. They tried that at the Pick and Save. There were 11 units when they built the first apartment building. There were 11 retail establishment units on the first floor, and there were only three ever occupied, and now there's only one there. So there's 10 different units, empty, brand-new retail units that have been there for years, and nobody's ever occupied there. So I'm not quite sure who they think are going to occupy and live in the Uptown. And, you know, what kind of retail establishments there's going to be. But holy cow, you know, we've taken a lot longer to do a lot smaller projects than this one. This is a mere 90 days. I mean, and I'm not a big consultant guy, but maybe we need to bring in a consultant and say, look, here's an opportunity to completely remap the Uptown. Maybe we ought to take our time and do it right. I mean, to throw together a plan in 90 days and say this is going to solve the problem, I think it's pie in the sky.
Well, Steve, do you think because of the success that the Gorman people had with the Elks Club, the Heritage House, you know, maybe that had something to do with it?
Well, absolutely. And there's no doubt that the Gorman people will be around in a year from now. You know, if they're hungry to do a project in the Uptown, which it would appear that they are, they're going to be around in a year from now, let alone 6 months from now. I just don't want to see us rush into a project that's going to fail just like the Pick and Save failed. I just don't think the time is right to have a knee-jerk reaction. Granted, the buildings need to come down. There's no question about that. And maybe the city needs to acquire all that property, but then come up with a systematic plan that's going to make sure that that improvement in the Uptown is going to work and not just be another disastrous Pick and Save like they have on 63rd Street. I just think this is a pie-in-the-sky, knee-jerk reaction to the riots and the burning, and I don't think it's going to work at this point.
Well, it's going to take, if they have this new shiny package in the Uptown, it's going to take a little marketing work to get businesses to say, hey, this is where we want to be. This is a pretty attractive site. We want to be part of the progress in the Uptown. So it's going to be up to some city marketing people, you know, to move that along. He is so
maybe
Steve
Casey. Maybe the homeless, the people living in tents on 22nd Avenue, can live in the empty retail places.
Put them to work. Oh, it's one man's opinion. Not necessarily my or Pete's opinion, the opinion of Alpha Media staff, management, advertisers, or even my Uncle Jerry and Aunt Hortense, who have, been to the Uptown.
Aunt Hortense, is that the same one you keep mentioning?
It's the same one, yeah. Uncle Jerry and Aunt Hortense.
By the way,
a couple of my favorite.
Not only staff here at WLIP, but hangers-on as well. They want to be included.
It's one man's opinion. Steve Casey, thank you as always. Talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Thanks, guys.